This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Oh, come on.
What is this?
Oh, you know what? This is not the cover.
All night.
The same Jim Class Heroes.
And drink some cherry wine. Uh-huh. Nah. Nah, this will sound ridiculous on the podcast because you won't hear the music in the background.
Nope.
Just me.
Some great singing.
Happy Thursday morning to you.
Oh, God.
School menu coming up after this.
Oh, nice.
Nailed the post. Let me give out the phone numbers before I waste the whole song. 1-800-774-0093. We're doing an all advice hour, the whole 8 o'clock hour. So stuff you need advice on. And if you're like, I'm good, we'll sit back and listen, and then maybe somebody will call in. You're like, oh, hell, I've done that before. Let me call in. Same number.
Yeah, help out.
And now we get back to this.
Does he got it?
We don't have to take our clothes off to have a good time. Uh-huh, we can party all night and drink some cherry wine. Uh-huh, I remember thinking, like, because you know how I think it was usually Yankees transplants or what have you, they call it cherry wine when talking about cheer wine.
Yeah,
I like your cherry wine. We didn't have it from back in Philly or whatever.
Hey, that's pretty good, tastes pretty good.
But I guess they were just talking about, like, Ripple. You know, like cheap liqueur.
Sham Pipple.
Some cherry wine or strawberry wine, like Dina Carter shaved her legs for.
She was only 17
and barefoot. All right, here we go. Here's a text device. I'm on a radio show with a guy who won't quit talking and taking phone calls. What should I do? Signed, PP.
PP.
Paige, stop texting the show.
Pert Plus.
All right, let's Fat Boy, you know what? You take control. Pick where are we going?
You know what? He said he had to be unanimous, so let's go there.
Oh, you mean okay. Autonomous. Anonymous, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. What's up, man? You need advice, I guess, right? Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, I do. I need help, just like a gut check on something that's been stuck in my head for a few days now.
Relationship trouble, IRS trouble.
No, that's right. It's April. Got it like a week before.
That's what I'm thinking.
You're filing together this year.
No, it's just relationship. I don't want to say trouble, just, you know, there's a big question mark. Yeah, I mean, honestly, it kind of feels like the IRS.
Okay. Well, I mean, how do you really know the two apart?
Oh, wow.
All right. So go on. This is interesting.
Okay, so I've been dating my girlfriend for about 2 years. Great relationship, solid. I've been planning to propose this fall. A little nervous, but I've already looked at rings. I've even talked to her mom. You know, the whole deal.
Okay.
I hate to interrupt. I've got the phone potted down about halfway.
Yeah.
Do you by chance have the largest nuts in the world, sir? Because I'm kind of giving that. Yeah, I'm kind of getting that vibe because it was like.
All right, I guess.
But like times 100, I'm just trying to ride his levels up.
He has that very deep voice. Like you could be like the voice of actual Anonymous. Are you wearing a Guy Fawkes mask as you call us right now?
Are you ready?
Anonymous? Are you ready?
No, I am nervous though.
No, I know. Totally get it. All right, so big plans here. You got the whole future husband thing, looking at rings. When you get ready for that, I got a jeweler in mind for you. Little nepotism.
Yes, I mean, great. I'll take, you know, any rings and advice, the whole nine.
We're going to sell them to you. We're going to give them to you. But so anyway, what's the problem then? Did you find out something mysterious about her, or you need to tell her something, or what?
Not too mysterious. You know, luckily it's not, you know, deal-breaking. But listen, the other night, I mean, we're talking about marriage stuff. We're sitting down, chit-chatting. And out of nowhere, she hits me with... She just asked me flat out, like, how much do you make a year? Like, without any, she didn't lead up to it. Just boom, right there. How much do you make a year? No warning. And she felt like an accountant or something. And totally off-putting.
Damn.
Straight to the W-2s.
Wow.
Like, she went to the W-2s before she went to the I do's, baby. Like, that's cold.
That's a good
I
point.
Mean, that is.
Exactly. I just froze, and I was like, what? It literally took me a second to really gather what she said. The awkward thing, she just sat there, like, waiting for an answer.
I mean, do you think it was, like, from a, like, you know, like a let's plan a life together standpoint, or like a let me see if I'm wasting my, you know, good years on some guy who's not making any money? Like, one of the two, right?
Yeah.
That's a fair, yeah, kind of thing. I mean, like, what
I
did
agree.
She...
I mean, what else would it be?
What did you call him? A budget brand man?
Budget brand man.
Oh, okay. Huh. That's cute. Are you the Laura Lynn of men? No, did she, like, smile or, like, wink at you or anything?
No, God, and this is the awkward thing, guys. Like, literally, it was deadpan, no smile, no follow-up, no nothing. It just that question, and then she just sat there. It literally threw me off my rocker.
You think she was going to follow it up with wanting to apply for a loan from you? Maybe she's got some student debt or something. Like, that's not how you open up a conversation about money, I don't think. Just straight up just blurting that out.
No. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. I'm not naive, right? And I know it's a big thing, but... There was no joking about it.
Let me ask you this. Have the two of you, like, ever talked about finances at all? Like, any five-year plan, debt, student loans? I mean, that's nothing I had to talk to with any of my informers.
Right.
They're not educated.
No, up to this point, not really. So we've just always been kind of like 50-50. We always just split stuff evenly. Like, I pick up dinner sometimes. She picks up dinner sometimes. It just... balance, really.
It's your first marriage, if I may ask? Your first marriage?
Yeah, no, I've never been married.
So, like, here's the thing. Talking about money in, like, a serious relationship, like, that's normal. And it, honestly, like, I don't know the way they used to do it in prior generations. And before it says it, yes, it used to, women would not be able to work and they'd stay at home and all this stuff. But, like... It needs to happen. Maybe that affects the divorce rate, because when someone asks that question cold out of nowhere, it feels less like they're planning a life and more like they're running a background check on you. Like they're checking your credit karma or whatever.
But but maybe she's just planning a future with you and seeing what the budget is to live on. And I don't know, do you already have a home? Or
is it a relationship or a performance review, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
She took the words right out of my mouth, really.
And let's be honest. I mean, if you asked her the same question, you know, she'd be calling us right now roasting you.
Likely.
Shoeing the other foot.
We have Lady Anonymous on hold. I mean, she would be roasting you.
Because unless I had a marriage, you know, I wouldn't tell anybody what I had in the bank account.
Yeah. But what's got you, like, we don't, you know, again, someone, oh, we've dated for 2 years. Like, how, you know, that obviously maybe at the beginning was like once or twice a week. And then, of course, as the relationship grows, you're seeing it maybe every day, this, that, or the other. But, like, that's a tough place to be because the best relationships, and I don't know why I'm saying this because I clearly don't know how to do it, but it's about building together and it's not about tallying up what you already got. Or
it's trust.
Like, if she's marrying your salary and your credit score and not your soul, it sounded gay.
Good for her.
But, like, I mean, not gay, but, like, just very...
homosexual?
I didn't mean that either. But, like, you got bigger problems than just shopping for rings, if I'm being honest with you. And I am, in fact.
Well, I mean, you know, it's like, how many months' salary is a ring? Like,
even that is absurd.
Outdated.
Because that's how they find out then. Because after you give it to them, they go back to a lawn shark and say, hey, what is this worth? And then they divide it by three, and they're like, oh, that's how much it makes. I'm kidding. People don't do that anymore.
Way.
They don't do that anymore. So, I don't know. I mean, I could. Okay. Text we'll read in a minute. Keep them coming. 1-800-774-0093. Slower for those in what town was it you told me to start using? Because you don't like that town, Fat Boy.
Ah, dang. What was it? What was it? Dang it. Now I forgot what it was.
Norris. If you're in Norris and you need me to say it slow,
shout out Margaret's.
1-800-774-0093. You can call or text. But
he's got to be making decent money, right? It's got to be.
I mean,
maybe not want to say it, but.
But that ain't
no,
though. All right?
Well, I mean, I make decent money, you know? I'm not balling, right? But I'm doing fine. And But the big thing is I'm hesitating because I feel like now she has, like, a checklist in her head and, you know, I'm being ranked in it. And I don't want to start a marriage feeling like I'm being judged every tax season. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but you know what? Like, I see both ways in this. I don't know how that ever came up in the past with me. I don't know that. I don't remember that. It just kind of like fell into place or whatever. And again, those were not successful. So perhaps more people should have. That's not why, certainly.
Do you feel like it needed to come up, like in your past situations, or? It's got to come up at some point, right?
Like, let's ask this. Is she rolling pretty good? Like, she got a good, steady career? Like, you know.
Yeah.
More so than you, if you're being honest?
No.
Okay.
No.
Pretty even.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
Here's what you
do. 70-30 me.
Oh, wow.
Damn. Well, and plus you take the 20%, so it's like 90-10 her.
I don't know that. Am I being too sensitive?
No, I said, don't, like, you feel the same way about this girl, like, except for that one question. So I'd still get the ring, keep it in a sock drawer till you all have, like, a real talk. Because if she seriously, if she can't discuss money with you, then can she just spring it on you? Like, that's not a partnership.
No.
Like, you're truly.
The biggest fights you have generally are over money.
And then she brings it up again. Just tell her maybe this, and maybe this is too crass, but you say something like, honey, I love you, and I make enough to know that, like, prenups are sounding real sexy right now to me when I hear this. I'm joking.
I might. Well, listen, I don't know. Who knows? I might just drop that line next time. But I feel like I kind of
a wise man told me that prenups don't matter if you make less than $500,000 a year.
Yeah, it's like that's not even the common man's vocabulary, right?
So. I'm just the common man. I just keep us posted on this, for real. And a whole bunch of people are going to call in here. They're already going off. Hopefully they're calling in to help you. But hang on to that receipt, though, for the ring. I mean, you know.
Okay.
I mean, for real.
No, we'll do.
A ring without that certificate and your gem certificate or whatever the hell, it's like, you know, now with the way they grow diamonds in labs and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's growing stuff now. Weed,
really
diamonds, rubies, emeralds.
Sucks you got to operate that way, but you got to keep the receipt.
Yeah. Yeah. Can we save your phone number and give it out to everyone so we can call you in the future and check in with you? Is that cool?
Yeah, absolutely, guys. All right. Absolutely. Thank All right. you.
Load
so
those nuts back in that wheelbarrow, and we'll talk to you later.
All right. See you later, man.
That's good.
Yeah. You know what I feel like? I wanted to say this, but I feel like he was maybe at work, and he was, like, in a broom closet or, like, somewhere, like, or in the corner doing it.
Dude,
because at one time I did hear somebody in the background, like they were speaking to him, and it sounded like he waved him off, like he might have been at work.
If he was hiding at work, he'd have to go to the other end of the road.
Right, like he sounds like the tall guy that was in like Airplane. You never saw his face. He's just standing there the whole time, dropping bananas everywhere.
He's sitting in the stall with his feet up.
Right, he's just looking over the top at you while he sits there taking dropping the, what is it, Fat Boy? Releasing the hostages from.
Releasing the chocolate hostage from
solitary confinement. All right. If you got some advice on that, I'd love to hear from both men and women. Even androgynous people call in. 1-800-774-0093. Tomorrow is when we'll play Guess That Sex. But today we're just doing all advice. 1-800-774-0093.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yeah. Oh, good one,
great
man.
Great song.
Good one.
Oh, my gosh.
They're cool again. Old Chris and Rich.
Yeah, no. But, like, I tell you, man, concert ticket prices, like, whether you love him or hate his guts, Kid Rock is right. Like, when every concert's starting at $100, like, something needs to be done.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You need to have a concert ticket that's $250, but you can see like 19 bands. That's really what he does.
Even with plays, man, and shows, tickets are ridiculous.
Anything. Like some of the people at Comic-Con, I know their money is, their time is money, but like, it's wild. All right, before we piss these people off further because they had to wait, they're in now two songs. P1 Flipping the Bird, please hold because we're going to go in order and. Fat Boy will tell me how to say that third name there. Edith from Chattanooga. We'll talk to her. I believe is this the same Edith that is the lady truck driver?
Yep.
Hey, what's up, Edith?
Hey, y'all.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I got my eyes open this morning, you know?
Do me a favor, Edith. When you're about town later on today, let everybody from Chattanooga know we appreciate them because...
Hell yeah.
We, you know how they give us these ratings things, and we did real good up there. So, Chattanoogans are into us.
Yes, most definitely, because y'all put us in the frame of mind, all the ones that remember WFLI.
Oh, who could forget? No.
Out of Chattanooga with Tommy Jett. I mean, come on, y'all have risen up to his standard in my book.
Wow, this close to Easter, incredible. Now, what were you going to say, Edith, about this guy seemingly bewildered because his future fiance asked him straight up how much he made a year?
Okay, there's two things that she's looking for. One, she's looking to make certain that she can quit her job and have babies, and she wants to make certain that he can take care of them. Or she's a gold digger, and he needs to have a prenup.
You really think so? I mean, like, I really had someone that I really trust, and I didn't ask for personal reasons, but we were talking about prenups one day, and they said, unless you make half a mil or more a year, those legally, logistically, are not worth it.
Oh, they're worth it.
Oh, okay.
They are worth it.
Have you been prenupted before?
No. No, and I should have. I should have been the one to do it.
Well, you lost money out of a
marriage? Yes.
He did.
What happened?
Over $40,000. Yes.
Jeez. God.
like you got scammed out of it, or like what? How did you?
Oh, yes. Scammed big time out of it. But, you know, women out here are looking for a sugar daddy. They're looking for someone who can take care of them no matter what.
You know, and to hear a woman say that, and part of me, and it's this 2025 world, kind of the stuff we were talking about earlier, is like, is that so bad? Because when a woman does, you know, you can't count on FMLA all the time. So she kind of does have to look at it. It's like, all right, you know, I'll put this in casual terms. If he knocks me up and I can't work, then will he be able to float this boat while I'm out for all this time? And that's not a crazy thing to ask. But Edith, don't you think, though, that like women are going to say, she don't need no man, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, well, I've been over 20 years without one, I'm happy.
God. I'm happy. Since you've had since you've made love to a man or you've been married?
Well, that's a good question.
Both.
Edith.
We got to get you railed a good time or two.
Oh, my goodness.
Drive that truck down to Greenville.
We'll hook it up.
Haul some ass down to Greenville.
Right. Hey, that's not too far from where I was born.
Oh, where are you reborn, Edith?
Fort Jackson, South Carolina.
Oh,
a couple hours.
Was the water okay down there?
No.
No. Oh, gosh. Explains that laugh.
She's a brat.
Edith, God bless you. And seriously, tell out all the Nugans we said thank you for listening to us. We appreciate it.
I sure will, darling.
All right. Look out. All right. Thank you. All right.
Bye.
Have a good morning.
Bye-bye.
That's what they say to each other up in Chattanooga. Look out.
Look out.
It's their mascot.
God, $40,000.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's just hard when you have a relationship. And I remember in my marriage, I was the one that had to pull the reins on him with his spending. So maybe this woman is...
She called me Rudolph.
No, it's just like, if you see that much money in the bank, it doesn't mean it's not allocated for anything else. So... Maybe this woman just
means you don't have a diversified portfolio.
Maybe this woman, no, I mean, he thinks, oh, we got, you know, a couple thousand in the bank that I can go take everybody out to lunch. No, that doesn't mean that we'd go do that, you know.
Oh, man, that woman just pissed me off. How can I call in? 1-800-774-0093. And that was no woman. That was the woman.
Edith.
Friggin' Edith.
I saw a text. Somebody are willing to drop off a ton of WD-40 for these chairs. Are you cool with that?
Yeah, but on mine, you have to put it on the actual seat, and I'd slide right out then.
He's got the fart chair.
It's the fart
Mine's
chair.
Just, you know.
It really is.
Oh, I got the good rocker.
Well, you do treat it like it's a, what is that, Paige, what is the chair that you got stuck in sexually that time?
Andor.
High chair.
Or whatever that.
A what?
What do you call this?
It was a high chair, and she had a bib on.
What was that? I can't.
the lawn chairs.
No, but what you said it.
Endorak or whatever. I can't remember.
A what?
I can't remember the, how to pronounce it.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
Oh, what is it?
Say it again.
Endorak. Oh, I can't remember how to say it.
Endorak.
I seem to remember she could not remember how to say Adirondack.
Adirondack. That's right.
It sounded like they're, she was saying like a sexual
wide,
slur.
When the wide chairs.
This chair is all the way up. You watch in about 2 seconds.
But that's what you sit like it's Adirondack. Your knees are like up here, but then your butt's
yeah,
way
but you're
down
lower
the
to the ground and it's harder it's to get out. That's how I hurt my hip.
That's like the thing with this chair. It's not going to stay up. I'm up right now. The highest it's going to go.
What if we get like a trailer jack or something like to put under it to hold you from sliding all the way down?
Jack stands?
Who knows? What if we put balloons on you to try to lift you up a little bit instead of
like the old guy from Up?
Yeah.
Why don't we get him a hydraulic chair? That'd be easier.
P1 Flipping the Bird maybe has a comment on that, or perhaps what we're even talking about at all. P1 Flipping the Bird. Good morning.
Birdie.
Good morning. I have comments on lots of things. You guys don't want to get me started.
All right. Well, goodbye.
See you.
Edith is a tough act to follow, I'm going to tell you. But yeah. I'm going to follow in her. I'm going to follow her lead. I do think that it's possible that this young lady is, you know, women are impatient. 2 years, 2 years dating and he hasn't, you know, made the matrimonial move yet. Maybe she's planning on doing the move herself and she's seeing if he's worthy or seeing how much money he's got and maybe they can they afford a big ceremony or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's okay.
It might not be nefarious. It might be a good thing.
Or even house, you know.
I mean, I don't
mean,
know
it's
how.
Common sense.
I think it's more or less just how she said it. Like she deadpan asked him, "How much you make a year?" And there's no like winky winky nudge nudge. She just like deadpanned him. And
well, like, I'm sorry, I would be massively suspicious if she looked at me and asked me about money and then started grinning. I'm like,
that's a damn good point, Bird.
Or laughing at you, like really,
Birdie?
They call you Bird. Yeah. They call you Flipping, but that's weird,
Birdman.
Yeah, that's. Yeah. I mean, but like, are you are you a married man, Bird?
I am no longer married. No.
Oh.
Oh no, man. Perhaps,
how far are you from Chattanooga? Because Edith hasn't been late in 20 years.
She's looking for.
Well, today I'm in TR, but this you know, just right across the hill.
Oh, another time. You know, when you were though, did you and your wife have that conversation? Because I don't remember ever having that conversation with your wife or mine.
Well, no, money was not an issue. I didn't care how much she made. She didn't care how much I made. They were quite
throw it all together.
Different.
I feel like that today's with the economy and everything, you need to be upfront with everything. You know, you got good credit. How's everything? Because, you know, if you got to go buy a car, things happen.
Well, in 2 years, it comes up in conversation a lot. So, I mean, if you're really close, if you are a really close couple, mm-hmm. you're going to talk about money matters, it seems like. I don't understand how it's not come up in 2 years.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a very good point. Bird, anytime we have any advice, I want you to always be on hold because you always deliver some great advice. I'm surprised you're divorced.
I know.
You and me both, bud.
Oh, bless you.
All right, Bird. Have a good morning, sir.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
I don't think that, you know, those days are gone with a woman, you know, trying to rely on the man for...
I never
the security,
have.
Right? Because they're all raised now to, you know, go get your own and support yourself.
And I think they why would they be taught differently? I mean,
most of my friends are educated and they have their own careers. So they never thought, "Oh, I want to be with this person." In fact, I had this conversation yesterday with a friend of mine, like, "I'm glad I've always
Sweet
had
tea. Was she a member of the Cougar Club?
Well, Sweet Tea's doing very well for herself in the medical field.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, nice. She really is.
Yeah.
She has mobile breast implants.
Oh.
She goes around the woods.
No.
Oh.
No. And, you know, Jenny and Tanya, they all... Tanya's going back to school, too.
All Paige's friends have fantastically curvy bodies. Is that a fair assessment and okay to say?
Yeah, they are beautiful, but that's not what I seek out in friendship. Well, they just happen to be...
That's what I seek out in your friends.
You guys don't hook up. I don't know how you don't.
You know, there's been time when they go out looking for it and don't get successful and come back and just say, you know what? What do we need
we
a man
give
for?
Up. We give up.
Especially
on
old redhead.
Squish, squish, squish.
Squish, squish.
She still has your Carhartt shirt, Paige. Haha, that was so funny.
Callback.
So funny. So funny, your joke. But payback is coming. Sting asked me that the other day. asked me if he needed to drop from the ceiling here to get y'all back for pranking me like a...
Hey, oh, boy.
Yeah. All right. Well, we will take a break. We'll get to these other calls. We can talk about something. We got, one more segment to do in the All Advice Hour. Anything you need advice on, if you want to continue to talk about that. I'm surprised more women haven't called up to take up for themselves, because it's a man and a woman both talking mess about women.
Mm. Yeah, big sex war.
1-800-77-WAR-0093. Sex war coming up next. Good morning.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
yes!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Who is on line one that doesn't have patience worth a flip? Because I really was psyched to talk to them, and now they're gone, and I've forgotten. Mm.
You know what? She was anonymous, and I can tell you what she told me is.
What'd she say?
She got married this year, and she walked away with her name, and he had like over $200K in debt.
Oh, yeah.
That she didn't have to have any part of.
Huh.
No, I got questions, too. Like, how did he get that much debt? I mean, come on.
All right, then. Well, anonymous lady with no patience. We will move on to Holly, who does have patience, has been waiting 11 minutes to talk to us. Holly, good morning.
Yep. Good morning.
How you?
I'm doing great. How are y'all?
Just wonderful. I wish it was tomorrow. But I need to, like, enjoy the day. You know what I mean? Like, tomorrow is, like, Friday and all that stuff.
Anyway. You know that weekend's coming.
I know. I'm ready for it. This is going to be an important weekend for me, personally. So, Holly, what do you think about that? Talking financing before getting married and blah, blah.
I think it's smart on her part and dumb for him to think that there's any other ulterior motive behind it. Because I'm currently going through a divorce, and I wish I would have had those conversations before, because most of our marriage, we had problems financing because he could not control what he spent, and it was always a problem, and I just wish I would have known a bunch of things ahead of time. But
You found out after the fact?
I think it's more like,
like big stuff?
What was he buying? Like, was he gambling, or did he buy a boat?
It's always fast food. Like, two or three times a day.
That was my husband. He would always go out for breakfast and lunch, and I would say, well,
it's insane.
Yeah.
Like, he's not using his work debit card.
$400 in food a week? That's, like, crazy.
Yeah. Easily done that before. You don't, like...
Oh, and then hide it. Like, oh, I haven't ate all day.
Fat boy, you've not spent $400 a week on food for yourself.
Half that. Easily. Just in fast food before. It gets away from you. You don't realize when you go back... You go back and calculate it, and you feel bad after you do it.
That's $30 a day you spent if you ate it every day.
I mean, we're talking about the average meal, what, 10, 12 bucks? A couple times
dude,
a day?
That's true. I saw
somewhere between 10 and 15. Burger King is more like 10. Yeah.
I know. I saw one the other day. I don't remember what it used to cost, but it's what? Get this. You got a burger, a fry, some kind of rinky-dink dessert.
Grape snow cone?
A drink for 10. Yeah. For $10.99.
But they like to trick you to put that like $7.73, and that's technically like a small one. And, you know,
yeah.
By the time they get to a regular one and add all the taxes and stuff, a cheap one at McDonald's and Burger King, $10.
Yeah. So. I want to value size it.
You got to straight up say sometimes, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to pay $8 for a chalupa.
No.
Not happening.
Good God.
It's just crazy.
Yeah.
But I was just thinking maybe she was asking, you know, thinking about the future, but also they say that you have to have a certain amount of your yearly income is supposed to go toward the ring. So maybe if you're talking about being engaged, maybe that's what she was thinking.
But even isn't that like ulterior motive-y? Like,
just thinking if you're talking about marriage and getting engaged and all that kind of thing, why not think, well, what is your income? So maybe I think about what the ring might be in the future, just to say if you're talking about going to get one.
Did you
and
fast
then say,
food
hey, you know, if it's that and you make this, why don't we just go a little less? You never know what it could have went to.
That's true. Did your fast food loving husband spend 3 months of his salary on your ring?
I was lucky to get $100 ring.
Oh, God, so what
Holly, how far away from you from Chattanooga? There's someone there that also has lost love. Maybe we could connect the two of you.
I live in Greenwood, South Carolina.
Oh, that'd be tough for Edith.
So did you give him a second chance, or like you just didn't want to do it, I guess?
I gave up on that one.
Oh, good for you. He probably moved on with Wendy.
You would have had a ring the size of a chicken finger anyways.
He probably married a girl named Wendy.
I think that he ruined me for marriage. I will never, ever do it again.
I kind of feel that way. Not because of my husband. I just don't.
Maybe y'all should connect then.
I'll be monogamous on a non-matrimonial side.
Oh, Lord.
Well, look, it takes people 4 or 5 times to learn sometimes. So.
Yeah, I only one. One time done.
Yeah.
And I waited till I was almost 40.
Holly, you don't sound 40 now.
Yeah, I'm 42 now.
My God.
Bless you.
God, if you're that age doing it, it must have been hard to talk you into like even getting married.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like 4 years into the relationship before I actually said, okay.
I bet he was well hung.
No.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
Of course they're going to say no.
He was really sweet to my children.
Oh, okay.
In the beginning.
That's good.
Well, that's not a good trade-off.
In the beginning. Yeah. You'd rather, though, him be mean to the kids than being gorged all the time?
Yep.
I wanted a sweet guy. I'd already been treated like crap before that.
You know what? I'm going to give Edith your number.
I thought he was a sweet guy.
I'm going to give Edith your number in case you change your mind, okay?
In case you turn blue.
Poor sweet Edith.
All right. I'll have a good morning, honey.
That's so nice.
Oh, I called her honey. I hope she's not offended.
But I mean, you can if you know what somebody does for a living, you can figure it out. That's not it's
no,
not.
No, you can't because let me tell you why.
Why?
Google what a morning show radio show host made.
Oh well,
all right, there you go.
Don't do that.
There
but what
go.
I'm saying is that is not that is not the factor because the factor is how much they spend and
Look
how
out.
Much debt they have compounded.
Now you sound like a financial advisor. Like, I'm not going to get into
it. She just confused herself.
No, no. If they have a ton of debt and they also have child support and they have everything else, he's not going to pay anything into anything that you have.
Oh, Rob won't say this because he's a gentleman lawyer. But I bet if you, like, you know, went to a lawyer with, like, a prenup of making 30 grand a year, they're probably going to laugh at you. Like, really? Like, for this? Like, it ain't enough. Just like you said, half of whatever. Half a meal.
Well, I mean, I just thought about this too, like, you know, because we were talking about annual salary and stuff, and like the 3 month thing breaks down to a quarter of his salary. I mean, God, like when you think about that, like, that's a lot.
Yeah. But do you have to wear real jewelry then? Does the ring have to
be
real?
Nice if see, it was real. Like, come
that,
on.
That lab tested crap, you know, like they have to put it because, I mean, I said this earlier. I'm not going to say the name, so they're not getting free promo, but my aunt and uncle are jewelers, and they despise the lab created stuff. I think, if I'm over speaking, I think they don't like those.
I couldn't tell.
But boy, people can, though. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah. It's like people who know, like, I'm thinking of Dawn Staley right now. People that know Louis Vuitton mm-hmm. can tell if it's real
you
or not.
Can.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. The lab-created ones won't cut glass or whatever, but, like, who's going to take your ring and try to do it? Because if it's not, it's going to mess up your ring. Boy, I almost went hard on that one.
You want to pop in Leo real quick?
Yeah, we'll get to Leo. Leo, what is up, sir?
What's up, man?
Hey, hey.
I just wanted to talk about the money thing. I don't get it, man. Me and my wife, we've been married for 2 years. We've been together for 10.
Nice.
Thank you.
We don't – all our money goes – together, man. We do everything together to make our family better.
Yeah.
I don't care how much she makes. She doesn't care how much I make. We both have the same bank account. Yeah, we can put money in different accounts or whatever. But to me, when you're a partnership, everything should be on both of you.
Yeah.
If I don't have it, she has it.
You got that little secret stash, though, right? Like you just.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And that's the only reason why I do that is because we share bank accounts. I can't buy her gifts without her knowing. Okay, he just
That's why you do it.
That's why.
That's why I have that. And, oh, this thing I bought this years ago.
Right. Yes. Yeah. God bless.
But I mean, it to me, it just doesn't. When you're thinking about marrying somebody, then obviously you love that person.
Yep.
Everything should be open up on the table. There's no secrets between me and my wife at all in any way, shape, or form.
You know, that's why you'll laugh.
Even with my money stash that I have at the house,
right.
She knows around about how much I have in there, but it's, you know, it's kind of a safe little thing. Like when we had the hurricane, I had cash at the house and everybody else that uses cards did not. So I was kind of able to help friends out. You know, here's a couple dollars that you get, you know, your ATM working or whatever. But
keep your number.
You know.
Right. You're a good friend.
Oh, Lord. Well, listen. Yeah, always keep us some cash in your bug-out bags. Smart move, Leo.
Uh-huh.
And many more years of successful marriage to you. And I believe you were almost going to call her an old lady a minute ago, but you corrected it to wife. So good on you. All right, my friend. Thank you. Have a good morning, Leo.
Thank you.
See you, buddy. Oh, Leo.
Yeah, that's
that was fun. That's a name you don't hear much anymore.
Look at his account. I'm like, oh, Leo, you bought me an OnlyFans subscription. That's nice.
I had a Facebook fussing name I was going to use, but I was like, I don't know that it will, you know, because we say it, I don't know that people would understand it just by hearing if somebody's name was Leonardo Decapitate. That was going to be a Facebook fussing name.
It was like the Headless Horseman?
Leonardo. It was like, well, playing off DiCaprio. Leonardo Decapitate.
He don't have a head.
Or maybe he's the Decapitator.
You know? Or he's got a lisp. He's trying to say decapitate.
Decapitate. It's like back in the day when, you know, you'd have they'd make the guy that would decapitate people wear a hood so no one in town would know who did it. Well, but come on, the guy was ripped or whatever.
He had big arms.
He'd like Doom walking big. Around with a hood on. It's like, I know you. You cut my husband's head off.
Oh, everybody look for the big guy, big arms. Yeah. Big.
Paige, who was a former member of Doom, what are you working on in the Plex? It was her and Butch Reed all along.
Her arm was in Doom.
Well, we have...
What?
What are you talking Gross. About?
Remember the game?
Oh, I thought you meant the tag team.
Oh, the computer game.
Remember the Jessica Simpson snake semen remedy?
Oh, God.
Yeah, straight from the tap.
Well, somebody's calling BS on that. We'll talk about the snake sperm next in Your Eyes, Guys.
Do you tell me when she comes to town? I'm going to dress up like the fattest... Copperhead you ever seen.
Somebody's having a hissy fit, baby. All right, morning, everybody.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere.
applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.